How did it feel to get in there and have that kind of game, you and Sammy together, and just the production that you were able to be a part of?
It was good. Made it really fun. Made it super enjoyable to be able to get, like you said, that contribution from guys that may not be in the play that much. So especially against a team like that, to be able to gain some confidence from the coaching staff, from everybody, to kind of prove yourself and be able to work through any kind of adversity that comes your way is good.
Playing with a youngster like that, that he's so skilled, but he's so green. What are some of the keys?
I don't know. I just try and talk to him, try and keep him positive. If you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. I know. When I was younger and I'd kind of be gripping my stick a little bit too tight and scared to make a mistake because, I thought it was the end of the world. It's one mistake and you're out of here. But, he has an awesome confidence to him. And as long as he stays positive and we kind of build off each other, I think that's kind of what's brought us success in the last couple games. And I think that's, the key to moving forward here.
Do you see that confidence growing for him the last few games? He hasn't been afraid to get up there and rush the puck, something obviously that he's done well at the American League level?
Yeah, I think it, confidence breeds success. And in a hockey player like that, when you're playing well, you're more comfortable and you're more excited and obviously more involved in the play. So... with that being said, every game that he gets in consistently and one after the other, he'll keep getting better and better.
How do you manage this one going in, obviously, with the break coming up, by 10 o'clock tonight that you guys have a week off?
Same as any other game. You bring the task at hand and obviously there's a big 2 points on the line. We want to keep our streak going and keep playing, the right way and keep, just kind of, critiquing the little things that we want to improve on. So, the break doesn't start, like you just said, doesn't start till 10 o'clock tonight. And I think everybody in here knows that. So this comes first and your break comes second. But obviously that's an important part of the game, too, is to take a break.
Kind of situation, Joe, though, where it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. You'd almost maybe like to keep rolling. And yet at this time of year, the bodies need a break.
Yeah, that's very true. There's obviously, I don't think there's a single hockey player in the league that operates at 100%. 95 is about the best you can get. guys are always banged up, they're beat up, but like you said, you want to consistently stay on the ice and stay in the gym and stay at your peak physical performance, but at the same time, you do need that kind of break and it can go hand in hand. It can hurt you or help you. I think everybody in here has done this long enough to know that they know each other, they know their body and you do what's best for you.
So how will you enjoy the break and kind of manage it at the same time?
I'll just be with my family. It's playing hockey for so long at distances away from home. It's frustrating at times and breaks like these, really make it worth it to be able to catch up with your family, catch up with your friends and just enjoy time off and be able